Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. You can give us a phone call at 408-228-4911, or you can send us an email to podcast@justincomedy.com.
.com.
I don't have anything to plug other than November 4th. I'm going to be at Rooster Teeth Feathers, and I want you guys to come because I'm recording my second CD.
I'm going
to
be there.
Yes.
I'm also going to India before that. If you like more information about that, check out churchinhollywood.com and click on Outreach.
Sweet.
And now's a good time to announce our radio contest.
Yeah.
We want you to call in and list the second funniest thing you heard today.
All right. And then the winner of the first funniest will win our Zombie, Zombie, Zombies DVD.
I think we should choose the second funniest as the winner. So you have to be the second funniest thing that we hear.
Good luck with that. All right. Enjoy the show.
Okay, bye.
You didn't know my mic was open, did you?
Yeah, I knew it was. I opened them all.
I love
That's
it.
That's how I do it. That's enough.
There are lyrics to that song?
You didn't know that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, me neither. I like the opening guitar part. That's what I like.
Yeah, and then cut it out before that. Hey, Justin Warsham.
Hello,
welcome to
Kevin
the second
Miller.
Funniest podcast ever.
Welcome to the second funniest podcast ever. We have a great guest. Very excited,
it's
personally.
The first funniest person on the podcast?
First funniest person. This is a very wonderful... very talented person that wow. I had the pleasure, the honor, I would say, of working with in at Laughs Unlimited in Old Sacramento. She's a little abrasive up front, but I'm going to ask our listeners to just let that go. just know that she has good intentions, is what I'm going to say.
It's what's on the inside that matters. On the outside?
Let's not get too wordy about
okay.
it. Okay.
Okay,
let's just shoot straight. Now I'm more interested in continuing on because she's being very polite and refusing to talk. This is how fucking professional this chick is.
She's
all right?
done this before, yeah.
She doesn't fuck around, yeah. all right? She comes in, she's like, I'm going to wait till they say who I am.
Yeah, we haven't
said her name
yet.
That's when I'm going to talk.
What if we never say her name?
Then that's what we need to do. We need to have some big professional people come in here,
yeah.
and then we get to put their name
right.
in the title of podcast,
yes.
but they never say a damn word.
Right.
See, now, a lesser professional would sit there with she would be sitting there going, I got to get on here.
Right, right. Let me get in here.
Show them how
come
fun.
On, guys. Bit
she's
of a
like,
loser.
She's over there going, you know what? This is easy. They're just doing all the grunt work for me, all the heavy lifting.
That was the nicest introduction you've ever given anybody on
the
podcast.
I'll be honest. This is the first guest that we've had on this show that I was excited about. First guest, I will guarantee
really?
That.
Really?
I will guarantee that.
Really?
Without a shadow of
everybody?
A doubt.
Everybody? That's saying a lot. We've had
like 10 people on, and most of them are close friends. She's
your wife. Has been on this podcast.
When you hear her.
I can't wait.
Joseph Barris has a big crush on my wife.
Yeah.
That's no more.
Because?
He's going to find out what happens when he hears from Kira Sultanovic.
There she is.
He's going to know.
Yay.
He's going to know what's up. Oh, was that supposed to be bringing
well,
her
Well, you
in?
Said her name, so now she can speak.
I don't hear anything. She's going to be here momentarily. She's
okay,
very
good.
Big.
She's
she comes in late. You know, she's a diva.
I'm just finishing up a phone call with my attorney.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell Duchovny I will not do naked scenes and send the contracts over. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Wow.
Did you guys start the show? I was on the phone with my attorney.
We can start over if you want.
Look, agents.
You know?
Multiple agents.
Oh, God, I have seven.
Do they handle different things?
I have commercial. Theatrical, real estate. I mean, it's like nuts. It really is. It's too many.
You might be the most professional person we've ever had.
Very professional. I waited for you guys to introduce me.
I thought you were on the phone.
Yes, here I am. Do you mind if I text?
I'm trying to figure out why something is still playing right here. Hold on. I'm mucking everything up. There we go. All right, we're good. It's okay. It's
second
all right.
most professional podcast on the.
Just drop down a rank. This is really exciting. Can
really?
I just tell the listeners what
yes.
I'm feeling right now?
Yes.
Please.
Nobody ever does.
Okay, I'm feeling like a radio show
uh-huh.
meets Sunday breakfast.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
Now, is this because you're a huge fan of Sunday breakfast
yes,
and radio shows?
Yes, yes.
Or really is it because we're doing it in my dining room in a nook?
Yes, I'm in a nook right now. Yeah. And there's like a breakfast tray
there
that
is.
I'm yeah. looking at.
My nieces and nephews made that. That's
yeah,
pictures all of all of us.
It feels just really like Sunday morning. Get yeah. that paper out.
Yeah. And realize you're not going to have to do anything today.
No, double latte. Make it foamy. And let's just hang out. That's what I feel like.
Well, thank you so
much,
Kira, for being on. Kira is also a comedy sports player. All three of
oh,
us
yeah.
are comedy.
What
we
city?
Talked about this.
Oh, Los Angeles.
Oh, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So we, of course, played in San Jose.
You're killed. Wow, I slit your throat. Oh, that's, I'm sorry, that's not what all comedy sports people do. That's what they did to me every time I performed.
Oh, that's because you played in L.A.
Yeah. So this would be my, hey guys, want to come see an improv show? I'm in an improv troupe. Yeah. That was mostly the reaction. Hang-ups. But then the few suckers I did convince to come down to the show and be like, ah, comedy sports, I'd get out there and be like, I'm the mailman, and then, you're dead.
Are you serious?
Dead, yes.
Wow.
In the first 10 seconds, they
who were
always
these people?
Killed me. Always.
Now, was it a long-going bit? Like, did they do it just to
no.
mess with you, or did they were...
Well, they did it to mess with me, but it wasn't like, I was in on the bit.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, dude, this time strangle me.
It'll be hilarious.
I would just show up, and then I was
wow.
dead. Yeah.
So do you play it at CSC LA anymore?
I'm sorry, what CSC?
Comedy Sports
okay.
LA.
No.
Yeah,
it's
I can tell.
It's been like over a decade.
Really, yeah. A decade? No way.
Yeah, way.
Wow.
I know. I've lived in LA for 12 years.
You're crazy.
God, I got to go do my roots. I feel old. Feel the gray yeah, hairs.
I was going to say, I've been playing. I started playing in 97, so that was 12 years ago. So
here
yeah.
in LA?
99.
No, up in San Jose.
San Jose. That is adorable.
But the funny thing is, in San Jose, when you got to play, you actually got to do scenes
yeah.
with people.
What's that like?
We didn't kill
it's a lot like doing improv.
What?
Yeah. We didn't kill people for the sake. Well, I did tell her this story that there was a player who shall remain nameless that, because when she told me the story when
we'll
we were in
Sacramento.
Call
him Justin Warsham.
Okay. Well, whenever I would get into a scene, because sometimes I was overly aggressive with my stage combat.
Yeah.
At any time there was some kind of fight oriented conflict, that this person or I would immediately get my neck snapped because for the safety of everyone else around. Mm-hmm. Now, there's another thing I would say is that you might be somebody who gets, you know, killed if you're not somebody who they think could contribute to a scene. But I know
yeah.
that Kira Sultanovich is a funny son of a
yeah.
bitch,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
and I mean
so.
That as a compliment. Did that come out negative?
No. I got confused because Sultanovich sounds like son of a bitch.
Yeah.
So I, okay,
that's why
yeah,
I went
no,
with the
I'm
rhyme.
Fine.
I think.
Yeah, yeah,
is
good.
It is it Russian for son of a bitch? Or?
Yes, it is translated. I know. Well, you know, it's like Jefferson, son of Jeffers.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Sultanovich.
I'm yeah. learning so much.
So much. The Russians are angry people.
Really?
Yeah, well, their language sounds very... Do you speak Russian?
I do, but you know...
I know one word.
Surprised.
I am a little that I admit to it. No, I do. I do. Actually, I was in Fairfax in Santa Monica
uh-huh.
at the Whole Foods.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right, right. It's a big Whole Foods. It's a good, nice one.
We and, get it. You live in Los Angeles.
Yes,
you're a superstar.
Fancy. And I had valet parked my car.
Of course.
No.
Brought
no, but,
my poodle.
And my dog in my purse. And I was passing out headshots. Anyways, my point is, my writing partner and I had a pitch that day. And this old Russian dude is like practically in tears because he cannot find the English words, which he only had three anyway. I think it was like socks, DMV, and Social Security.
The
anyways, essentials. Yeah. And so he's trying to ask the Whole Foods customer, you know, a salesperson, whatever they're called, mustard, I think it was.
Mm.
And I just was watching this, and I know what he's... I don't know why I didn't jump in earlier. It was kind of sadistic of me.
Just
I just was, like, watching as he's like, yellow juice! And, like, yelling, yellow juice!
That's what his translation was yellow juice.
And the woman is like pineapple? She's like running out trying to
no.
help him. It's the yellow juice!
For my wiener! The bathroom is just... Oh,
I killed killed you. Okay, anyways.
Who are these improvisers that they telegraph it? Bang, bang, you are dead. Yeah, you're dead. Yeah, lay on the floor.
Not to mention the fact that they're pointing as a gun.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Strictly forbidden.
Strictly totally
forbidden.
Terrible.
So anyway, he's yelling yellow juice.
And so I jump in.
She was just alarmed by the very large dog that got pulled out of a
half
closet.
The size of the wall.
I put him in the bedroom because when you came in, sure. Like sometimes when people come in, he gets too excited.
I get it. I'm not wearing underwear. I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
You don't.
So I run in, I jump in, and I jump in and I help this man out. I translate, and the woman is like, "Oh, mustard." And then she turns to me. Now, okay, Fairfax and Santa Monica.
Yeah.
She turns to me. She goes, "Thank goodness somebody here spoke Russian." Have you looked outside. Like, it's all Russians and gays. That's all you have.
The cashier on number aisle 6 or whatever checkout six. He speaks Russian. Or the bagger, probably, not a cashier.
You can't swing a bottle of vodka without hitting someone that's, I mean, yes, it is cool, but it's like, really? You're that impressed? I can speak Russian?
I'm pretty great, but
yes, I'm pretty awesome.
There are other people that are kind of nice.
I tried to do a bit with Kira when I was in Sacramento where we were talking about going on, we were going to go get some coffee before. What's happening? You guys are
Natalie. I didn't know
she's over
was
my shoulder.
Yeah,
yeah, she took the dog.
She's playing laughing with the doors here.
So anyway, Kira was like, "Hey, we're gonna. You want to ride over with the show together, and we'll go get coffee beforehand or whatever." She took me to this very hippie, you know, liberal coffee shop.
What's it called?
Naked Coffee, I believe.
Good. Right? I forgot.
She can remember. They don't give you paper sleeves because they're not Starbucks, and instead they annoyingly tie a napkin in a knot around your coffee cup.
It's like that's toilet annoying. Paper napkin.
Yeah, exactly.
Really annoying.
So anyway, she was like, "What were you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, I was watching NASCAR." And then she goes, "Oh, okay." And then it's time to order my drink. And she's like, "Well, what do you drink?" Well, normally I get a white chocolate mocha. And she's like, "You're going to come from watching NASCAR to ordering a white chocolate mocha?" Like, that's what you're going to... My favorite line, though, was when my drink was ready. She goes, "Your drink's ready. Hurry up and drink that before you start your period." So we go to the club, and she wrote a little note backstage on the little table that they had back there where she said, "Hi, my name is Justin Worsham, and I enjoy... white chocolate mochas and NASCAR or whatever." This is way too long. But oh well, who cares?
I love it.
I'm enthralled.
So
well, good,
far.
Good, good. Well, it's about you. You should be.
Okay, good.
So, stop giving me your headshot. I don't need it.
Is that a copy of your script?
Yeah, I want you guys to read this later.
So anyway, she has this very cute thing that she does with her husband where she they to show their love for each other, they clench a fist.
Yeah.
And then they rotate it like in a, like almost like a, I don't know how to describe it, like a
in a
spinning,
mixing
like
batter.
Yeah, that thing is, that thing inside the washing machine, that stands up. Like, just imagine that oscillating. Yeah.
Got it.
And it's, okay, and here's, this. So you think that it's, so this is the way she described it to me. She said that their way that they go, "I love you so much. I just want to fist you. I just want to
oh, wow.
get in there." And their pet names for each other is.
All right, now
Mr.
hold on. Hold on,
what? Am I telling you wrong?
Didn't we pinky swear that we would not tell our personal lives?
Yeah.
Because, listen, if you want, right when you're done with this, the chlamydia story is coming right out.
Let me
cover that in episode 2.
Okay. Yeah.
There's maybe 3 people listening to this.
Okay,
so
it's very honest.
And it's us 3.
Yeah.
So,
all right, keep going.
Am I crossing a line?
No,
there?
No,
okay,
you're
of
fine.
Course. All right, good. She's probably lying. But
I
anyway.
So. You might have to delete this
the
later.
The diva in her, as soon as we lock this down, we're like, "Okay, thanks for listening."
Seriously, go back to minute 8. Minute 41.
And I took some notes. These are going to need to be
90s.
Taken out.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, they call it. You call your husband Mr. Fister, am I right?
Well, because
what?
Of the fist.
Yeah,
yeah. Fist. You know, I'm going to give you this fist. I'm going to put it.
Where did this even come from?
Much.
I have no idea. We've been together for over 6 years. So imagine that's a lot of hours and days of just aggressiveness and violence and like, "Oh, I'm going to get you."
So much love.
So what I did was I put in my note that I wrote to her. I said, "Hello." But in hello, I Googled how to say hello in Russian.
Nice.
So I wrote hello in Russian. Mm-hmm. I said, "My name is Kira Soltanovich, and I enjoy being," and then I wrote another word, "by my soulmate." And what I wrote was ham-fisted, because in Russian, there is no direct translation for fisting. You either are not fisted or you are ham-fisted. Those are the options. And so I go, we come back, we were after the show, we're outside saying goodbyes and everything. And she goes, hey, did you get my note? I said, yes. Did you get mine? She's like, no, I didn't. I go, well, I have to go. So she goes back there and I go, did you get my note? She's like, yeah, I got the first word, but I have no idea what the second word is. I go, you said you spoke Russian. She's like, I'm trying to think of what is that word. I go, it's ham-fisted. She's like, well, that's why I don't know what it is.
I don't think I even know what that word means for something to be ham-fisted.
That I don't know
be
either.
In a Russian
I don't know
dictionary.
Why that would only be the translation.
Well, considering there's, you can never find ham in Russia.
Is that what it is? Is it because, no, is it like that thing like in Hawaii, like it's aloha means hello and goodbye because they're related.
Right.
So it's like,
yes.
There's so little pork and right. There's so little fisting happening right. In Russia yes. That they're kind of synonymous terms.
And we use it for peace. Shalom. Shalom is hello, goodbye, and peace.
And peace.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant you use fisting for peace because there's so little peace.
No. Well, now we've gone off to another place.
Bang, 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 bang.
You're dead.
Snakes around your neck. Snakes, so many snakes.
Drats.
Did they kill you in the same way every single time, or was it different?
You know, I don't remember, because it was like 10 years ago, but I just remember every time. And then once I had the nerve to come back, and I was the ghost of my character that was killed.
Well done.
And they like, you know, I thought, come on, yes and me, bitches. Let's go, right?
I need that t-shirt.
No. I was like, yes and me, bitches.
That's very
they
Hollywood.
They totally
That's
denied great. My ghost.
She's not really
totally.
Here. She's just an improviser that doesn't know she's dead. I wish she'd sit down on the bench.
I would love to do a show with these douchebags.
No. Yeah, who
I don't even
they?
Know if these guys are the real
seriously.
People.
Come on, say the
no,
name.
I'm more interested in the characters we've created right here than the real people. Like,
it's very smart
of
you.
I think the guy that was like,
blood.
She's not a real ghost. She's an improviser who doesn't know she's dead.
Yeah, how can you not? Yes, and a ghost. I've come back from the... No,
no you haven't.
No.
See, you
no,
were even...
Not
and
even
I'm
possible.
Like, where is Jennifer Love Hewitt when you need her? She could see me right now.
You were even nicer, because what I thought you were going to say when you said you came back, I thought that you were going to come back as a ghost and then kill everybody else in the scene.
You were
in
just
less
trying
than
to
3 minutes.
I like, was just trying to participate.
Yeah.
I just like being part of a team.
Yeah. You mean do scenes when you're doing improv?
Yeah.
Being a part of a group.
Now, do you think that it was, because did they do this to other people or just you?
They did do it to other people, but to me the most, because they knew it bothered me.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
See, I thought they might have thought you were like a liability to the scene, or they thought they were better than you, which
I
is always
sucked.
Good for improv.
I don't think I sucked, and if I did, then why did, when I auditioned,
yeah, why would you make
they
the team?
Cast me?
Yeah.
The only part I sucked at, honestly, was before every game, improv game, in our jerseys.
Maybe that's what it was. Were you this condescending and patronizing when you got on the team? Were you like, oh, am I going to get to wear sweatpants?
Do you want to borrow my bra, you little girl? Listen.
I don't know how she just turned that around, but it didn't
she
even, it didn't
is
even
a
really
ninja
make sense.
At this shit.
But it ended it you fast.
I know. That's what I'm saying. This is why I was so excited.
Yeah.
Is that I've never met somebody who could be this rude and fucked up to me and have me thoroughly enjoy it. Like, I had the time of my life.
He knows it's love.
No, I don't.
You do.
She wants to hamfist her husband. Yeah.
Exactly.
Damn it, it is love. I will fist you with love. No, but I didn't. Before every game, you have to sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Yes. No, before every show, you
before
sing.
Every show,
yeah, it's not every game because you play like 9 games in a show.
But yeah, yeah.
Singing it.
And now, please rise.
Oh, for the love of God! Hold on, I think you just became one of those guys that killed her in the scene.
Really, thanks a
maybe
lot.
Maybe they were super comedy sports nerds, and they're like, you don't understand the lingo, all right?
Well, it was a game, because we had, like, baseball jerseys.
Oh, yeah, that's a match. Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, a match.
Okay, I'm on board.
Whatever, anyways.
I'm on board.
So I didn't know all the words, and I tried to explain to them, I'm an immigrant, bitches. So I'm not gonna waste
Are you
my
really?
Time. Yeah.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, what's up?
That wasn't great. A challenge to a five.
No. I was impressed.
You have to be careful because in Russia, if you say anything, you question
anything
they say. Yeah. It's almost like you're initiating.
How are you?
We got. What, you meet me in the street in 5 minutes. I show you how I am.
I don't understand. I wanted to know how your day was.
Now you know why her and her husband they fist the right, love. Right, that's right. What it is. It's literally
we're very aggressive.
When they make love, it's like Klingons. They fight to the death, and then whichever one,
which the Russians were modeled off.
Yeah, exactly. Whichever one passes out first, that's the one that gets. They just succumb to whatever with the whim.
Do the men
the other
read
person.
Poetry just like Klingons?
No,
that's how it is for them.
Gosh,
what ethnicity is your husband?
He is half Puerto Rican.
Uh huh.
And half Irish Catholic, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Is he an immigrant too?
It's a circus. No, he's born and raised in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
I know.
This is a sitcom.
It is.
I'd watch it twice.
That's the script and she's going to give to us.
That's the script I'm going to give to you guys.
Can't wait.
It's
What's
called,
the pilot?
It's called Kira in America, ?
That's offensive. I would fight you.
Is the question mark upside down?
Yes. There's one before, and the R in Kira is the backwards R. Oh, my gosh. True story. This isn't a bit.
Okay.
My mother.
Shh. It's not a bit.
We're going to
quick, kill her.
A baby shower. Slow poisoning. We're going to a baby shower.
Good. She's off the stage. Anyway, let's open this ice cream shop up.
And I go, Mom, we got to get a present at the, for this baby shower. Yes, we will go to a baby's Ya Us. The R, the backwards R in Russian is Ya.
Oh.
And she called it baby's Ya Us.
Now, Ya is in a letter or Ya is in like, yeah, like, oh, yeah.
No, the letter Ya.
Okay.
Which also means I.
I, okay.
So, yeah. So that backwards R that you guys see in the Russian alphabet,
right.
that sound is Ya.
Ya. So it's to her, and it's baby's I Us.
Baby's Ya Us. Oh my God.
That's great.
Lost it.
She can't be the only Russian to have that reaction.
Not. No. The Russians are all really nuts.
They all think the same things.
Like yourself included? Are you including yourself?
Yes, I'm true to my culture.
You can't behave like a sane person.
They're crazy. I'm actually, unfortunately, doing a Russian party at the end of this month.
Uh-huh.
They're
unfortunately.
Not. Do the Russians listen?
I don't think so.
Just the mafia.
I mean, the country? Definitely not.
Not the country.
The closest listener we have is PJ, who is our friend from across the pond. He's in England.
He just
so
found
I don't know if they have like a direct line to Russia.
There's somebody in Japan that was listening.
Yeah, so, but that's farther away from Russia, I think, than England, isn't it?
I think you're
Let's map quest it.
Yeah. Cannot really? Find a road to Japan.
I did that to my mom when we were... that's funny. I totally forgot it was when you were there. My parents came to watch Akira at the Laughs Unlimited.
Well, and you too.
Nah, they've seen me.
Okay.
Akira's there. Let's go.
They were there, and my mom was telling her about how she's an immigrant too from Azores and all that stuff. So I found the Azores, which I thought were just off the coast of Portugal.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, they're smack dab in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Mm. Like, and they're not like if it was a boat. Like if I'm driving a boat and I'm trying to get over to Europe, I could run over the Azores and go, oh, oops, mom, sorry, my bad. Like I guess when you get big, never mind. That's stupid.
I didn't understand how you drove a boat either.
Yeah,
but
I was trying to.
You don't have to have a license to drive a boat.
You need like a permit, like with another boated person with you.
If you're over for at least 16 hours.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. My bad.
Well, I actually, when I'm on stage, I ask people in the audience if there are any other immigrants.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And his mom was like, "I'm from," and then I couldn't
Kosovo,
hear her.
Right.
But Azores.
Azores. And I was like, that's not a real place. That's like, is that like Middle Earth? And
yeah.
I went off.
Oh, it was hilarious.
But I didn't know it was your stepmom.
Oh, so
did I
funny.
Know it was your stepmom? That's no.
She did so many fantastic Lord of the Rings references.
I was like, Mordor. Like, I don't... Bobo Biggins or whatever
that guy is. Bobo Biggins.
My husband always laughs because I call him Bobo Biggins, but his name is something else,
Bilbo
right?
Bilbo Baggins.
Your husband's whatever. Name? I don't know your husband's name.
Bilbo Baggins.
Oh,
I just said it.
Your husband is a hobbit? I thought you said
he's
Irish
half
Catholic.
Puerto Rican. That's what happens when you mix those two.
You become a hobbit.
Magical.
It is. It's like a hairy leprechaun is what it, I guess. Are Puerto Ricans known
actually,
for being
now
hairy?
That my last name is Finnegan, I'm like a hairy leprechaun.
Would you please go to harryleprechaun.com?
All right, let's check it out. How bad could this be?
How disappointed would you be if, like, at the end of the rainbow, you look for that pot of gold and I'm just there with this Russian
Jew
face?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Finnegan. It's gold's mine, bitches.
Yes, and me, bitches.
Harry Leprechaun. Hold on. I think I spelled it wrong.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's going to be a picture of a chick's cooch, and that's what she calls her cooch.
We do this a lot, just that for fun. The best one, and we talked about it on the last show, the best one that we had was a friend of mine is named Cynthia Whitworth, and we told a story about in an improv show, I said the word cunt, and the crowd got weirded out like crazy.
Yeah,
and so
like
I
just did.
Yeah. So I started singing.
Tell a different story. Talk about the fire hydrants.
Not unless you kill me.
Bang, bang, bang. Bang, turn off his mic. Oh, I turned off his mic.
I came back.
Oh. What a terrible improviser.
Bang, bang. So anyway, so she came back and told a monologue after that scene was over. She said, you know, I used to always be called Cynthia when I was in school or whatever.
That's terrible.
We had her on the show, and she was talking about how she used to be called Cynthia, and she said, well, and my name, last name is Whitworth, and the W is right next to the S, so sometimes when they were writing out the roll sheets or whatever, typing it up, somebody would have a typo, so it would literally say my name was Shitworth. And I go, what if there's somebody out there named Cynthia Shitworth or whatever? So I Googled Cynthia Shitworth, and Google said, did you mean Cynthia Whitworth? And it had her Facebook and everything.
Even
on.
Google is a douchebag sometimes.
Exactly. Like,
the worst is I once Google imaged monkey vaginas.
Why? Why?
Okay, here's why. I don't do, oh God, it'll be the worst thing in the world. No, you should.
Okay.
It's not what you think. You think it's going to look like a nice, like, chick vagina, like it's going to be all cute, like a little envelope.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most evil, like Dick Cheney looking, it's like, rah! Like it's angry and it's all exploded and huge and like 100 different layers.
Who's taking pictures of monkey vaginas and posting them enough to where people are looking at them?
Have you been to the internet? There's everything.
Something on there for everyone.
I was in a sketch that I played this doctor who did, you know, transsexual operations. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of giving a man, like, let's say you came in, Justin,
yeah,
and you wanted to become a woman, instead of, you know, giving you a vagina, I would say, listen, I can't. You don't qualify for just a regular. I can give you a monkey vagina. I can give you like a baboon heart transplant. I can give you a monkey vagina transplant.
That's a fun sketch.
Right, it's a really cute sketch, and I wanted to like kind of show slides of like, you know, pick what we call this one, the Rosemary, and we call this one the Cynthia or whatever, and like. And I thought I'd find real pictures.
Right.
No. Do not Google image monkey vagina.
Well, now we're going to, but
it's
first.
It's terrible. Well,
the hairy leprechaun hairy is leprechaun. Actually a drink, which is, I think, the other thing that the internet, it is 1 ounce of apple sucker or apple schnapps, mm-hmm. or apple pucker, sorry, I said sucker. A quarter ounce of gin, a half ounce of triple sec, and a quarter ounce of Oval vodka. I'm not sure what Oval.
Do you approve of that?
My favorite part is the directions are mix all liquors and serve as a shot, is what I guess what it is.
Oh, it's a shot.
I love that you have to mix all the drinks.
I love
yeah,
how
really?
It's a shot, but it sounds like it would fit in a pint. Like, it's like so many ingredients.
Do you have any of those? Can we make a Harry Leprechaun?
Do you have any of those things in your fridge right
not,
now?
I do not. I definitely. We'll just, I might have vodka, but I don't have the...
We'll just take breast milk.
Here's cute pops. Female monkey in clothes when I said
no.
vagina images. So let me push on the images here.
Because it's so terrible.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't it terrible?
Well, you know what the worst part is? Is that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the sixth image, fifth image down is Michael Jackson's face.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Too soon.
And then,
too soon.
And then we're... And then, like, 12 or 13 is the Predator's face. Evidently, this person is dressed up as a pumpkin-raised brow. There's a slide that you can come out of an elephant's ass.
Just so you know, this
the
will
first
be
one,
on the Facebook
yeah, I don't,
page.
I don't think this
I don't
will
think
be posting
it's
this. Just Google it. That's all you got to do. This is the closest thing, but... Oh, how do I unplug myself?
Did you try
Oh, I turned the volume down. There we go.
Welcome back.
There it is. So anyway, yeah, you can't even really see anything on this monkey vagina. I think you're being too sensitive.
No, it was really bad.
Yeah. I went looking.
Yeah. Maybe your video has been, or your picture has been removed since then. Because it was that bad.
I think the monkey's complained.
Here's an orangutan doing like a spread eagle is what we got.
Oh, those dirty rings.
Yeah.
Do you know I was a tour guide driver at the San Diego Zoo?
No.
I've seen so many animals masturbating.
Really?
Because I thought that was
the best reaction ever. Really?
Because I want to hear about this. I hope it's not just a bit. Because
no,
the first thought that happened to me was that
you've seen all my bits. We worked together for a week. You've seen everything.
There's nothing new under the sun.
I'm saying that the monkeys, I would imagine, would be the only ones that could. What other animal can?
They all.
Yeah, I think they all figure it out.
Yeah.
But how, like...
Like a zebra once was just ramming itself into the side of a wall.
Its genitals or just itself?
Its genitals. Like, it kind of, like, rammed its...
That poor animal.
They're not meant to be...
They're not... No, and they're meant to be, like, having sex. And not under a microscope. I mean, I'm a big, huge fan of...
It was ramming a wall under a microscope?
No. But, you know, like, they're meant to have sex, but not, like, while, like, 20 zookeepers are watching.
Oh.
Look at him go.
You know what I mean? And they're all, like, blogging about it. I mean, I'm into that because I do support the San Diego Zoo. It does amazing things. And the habitats are all, like, these really intricate ecosystems. Yeah. It's not just cages. Yeah, but at the same time, I worked there for a really long time. And it made me sad, you know? The polar bears are in San Diego.
Yeah, jerking off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're supposed to be in the snow last time.
Yeah. The way God intended.
Yeah, or at least Canada.
I realized that I watched a thing about the polar bears on PBS?
Polar Bear Channel?
It's Polar Channel, yeah. I'm
pitching to them next week.
The PBC.
It's the one Latino channel that I get that was worth watching is the Polar Bear channel. And, so anyway, they had this thing where I guess polar bears are really albino grizzlies that when at the end of the ice age, like they were the ones that were like predominant. They were all there. And then as the ice age faded, brown grizzly bears started coming back. And then so they live down in like the southern part of the Arctic Circle. And there's like moments in time where they cross and mingle, like they can accidentally end up in the same spot at the same time. And then scientists were wondering, could they still like breed with each other? And they can, but there was something wrong with if you cross a polar bear with a grizzly bear, even though they're kind of the same species.
Ghostbusters show up and
drive me nuts. Something goes wrong that it won't. I think they can't swim as well. No, I think that's really it.
They can't read. I don't know what it is.
That's what it is. They can only read at a third grade level.
They turn into a unicorn and fly away.
That's
a Pegasus.
They can't masturbate. That's what it is.
That's a crime against nature.
Well, then what's the use?
Yeah.
I would have to like cover for these horny little animals a lot because I'd be coming around to bend and I would see like two rhinos like, yeah.
And you couldn't let the tourists see it?
Well, you kind of like try to just speed up. Because
it's an automated train. Oh, you?
No. I drove a 40-foot long bus. The double-decker buses. And talked at the same time.
Yikes.
And did this. I'm patting my head and rubbing my belly.
Thanks. She's aware it's an audio medium.
Not me. I do stuff like that.
You've been patting your head and rubbing your belly for the past 20 minutes.
I think it's hilarious.
That's the way he masturbates.
Oh, you really did learn all of his tricks. Wait, it was the other way around.
So I would have to like cover for these rhinos.
Yeah.
And I would have to say something.
I love that you look at it as covering for them. Because I'm sure that they're super worried about it. They're like going at it, going, the bus is coming. You know
humans.
What? Kira's driving. We're okay. Kira, she's clever. She's quick on her feet. Game on. Keep on going. We're going in overtime. She'll come up with some funny quip to cover the 8-year-old's innocence.
You know, I got in trouble, though, once because under my breath, I was like, yeah, get some.
You were just tired. You came around and were like, here we have the rhinos fucking. No. Got nothing.
I got in trouble a lot. These are the exact words they used. Kira, please stop anthropomorphizing animals, which is stop giving them human qualities. Mm-hmm. Why don't you fucking call Disney and tell them, like, I'm the only person. Like, it's such
a zoo.
Crime. At a zoo.
That's the whole point, is so we can relate to them and see them.
But your argument is Disney.
But I'm saying, like, that's how...
Listen, assholes. I think there's somebody just north of us who knows how to fucking run an amusement place. It's a little man known as Walt Disney. So get some fucking trains here instead of these British double-decker buses. And start making your animals talk in animatronic slow motion. And then maybe we can start selling some tickets, okay?
You know how much money Chuck E. Cheese makes? But I would get in trouble all the time. I was in trouble. I was always in the office.
So, wow, and it's awesome. Is this the point when you brought up, you go, do you know how hard it is to cover for them fucking all the time?
Can we stop them?
I feel like I'm doing you guys a favor. Like, what is it, I don't understand what the expectation is. Why, whose trip to San Diego Zoo are you ruining by, because I'm assuming exactly. Anthropomorphizing means that you're making them human-like, am I
giving
right?
Giving them human qualities. Yeah. Like, I would make a joke, and some of these were really cheesy, just to kind of, you know, cover all my bases with, you know, middle America.
Yeah.
I would say stuff, you know, because we had this one area that was like a sharp turn around the elephants, so I had a lot of time to fill, you know? And so I would say, you know, these elephants keep getting in trouble, they can't keep their trunks up. Right? Cute, fun for the whole family. Oh my God, did I get a talking to?
Really?
Yes.
It's not even a good joke.
Like, I know.
I think it's solid.
they use it in
Disney. If you're not
using that, I will buy that off
What's
you.
What's the deal with these elephants?
There are no elephants in the room. Who is he talking to?
That's how I get edgy. That's Andy Kaufman. In a zoo, you just look hacky. But in a comedy club, you're edgy. They're like, alternative.
The elephants are in our minds.
Yeah, man.
This guy's deep.
He's talking about the pink elephant in the room. Skinny dipping.
That was like a dirty man laugh.
It's yeah. The old man.
I think
he
still thinks pink elephant means penis.
Oh.
Yeah.
Still? What? Am I not supposed to?
So... I've hung up on this, and maybe we should just move on, but I still think, why would you have a problem? I mean, I know you agree with me. I know I'm preaching the
because,
why, but why as an establishment, mm-hmm. is it because they think that they take themselves so seriously
yes.
that they're like, we want these animals in cages to be considered as what they are, like
animals in
which
cages.
To me immediately leads my mind to the fact that you have a polar bear in San Diego, you
right.
have a rhinoceros in all of these none of these except for the seagulls that fight the rhinos for their own damn food, none of them belong here other than the seagulls. So you should just have a seagull exhibit. That's what you should. There should be homeless people in cages. That should be San Diego's like natural habitat. I don't understand why they would have a problem with you just. And especially if you're making it, like, were you getting complaints? Were there people, patrons of the zoo, coming and saying, I feel like she's making me feel sorry for these animals because I feel like they're people now?
I don't think that people were complaining. I think they took themselves really seriously, uh-huh. the zoologists,
uh-huh.
and they did not want, they wanted the people to respect them as animals and not like, oh, you know, that guy, that monkey had a hard day at work today, just like you and I do, and he came home and beat his wife. Or, you know, like, they didn't want to think that they were like...
They wanted you to respect them while you watch them masturbate
right,
and
exactly.
screw each other because there's nothing for them to do.
The best, speaking of rhinos, the best was going and we, you know, in the rhino area, drive through, and again, another really sharp turn. If you've mm-hmm. never been to the San Diego Zoo, it's actually
they still have
really,
these double-decker buses?
Yeah, it's really, really hard to maneuver through there because the freaking Asians do not keep their kids in control. And every day, and I'm not saying this because I'm racist. I'm saying this because it happened every
day. I'll confirm it because I'm a racist.
Every day, an Asian two-year-old almost got run over.
Really?
Every day.
By a bus?
What were they doing
yes.
with the rhinos?
So there was this, this wasn't an Asian couple, but there was this couple standing in front of an Asian.
Every day. Except for this one.
The story that I remember.
But, this woman is standing there and she's like yelling to me as I'm giving a tour and talking about how the rhino horn is, they're hunted for their horns because, yeah. you know, people believe that they have some, you know, magical qualities and help men.
Aphrodisiac.
Impotence. Yes. And as I'm saying this.
Would you really go into the impotence? No.
Yeah. No, they really.
That's what the zoo wanted to. Wow.
No, really.
I didn't know that it was
aphrodisiac.
That's
real. Yeah, yeah.
I believe you because these people are bat nuts crazy. It sounds like for them to be like, we don't want you to talk about, don't do your yuckity yuck, you know, swim trunk
right.
jokes with the elephants, but please tell them about how they're being butchered so that men could get hard-ons in third world countries.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the reality we want to bring for people who are from Nebraska coming on their vacation to the sunny city of San Diego.
That's their crazy logic.
So anyway,
this rhino turns around as this woman is like yelling to me, and I go, "Ma'am, I would love to answer any of your questions if you want to come to, you know, the bus depot where we all work, and or get on a tour, and you can, you know, whatever." Because I can't just sit there and talk to her. Yeah. I have a whole busload of people.
And well, you got to get to the swim trunk bit,
right? I got to get to the elephants. It's my big closer. This rhino turns around as if to help me out, as if like, "Hey, Kira, I got this."
You've covered me so many times.
Around and he pisses at her at about 25 miles an hour. It's like a fire hydrant in the Bronx. Wow. It's like somebody turned on a fire hydrant in Harlem and just knocks her off.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, it's 25 miles an hour.
Like she was at like a Chicago riot. Yeah. Wow. She's pinned up against a brick wall of a convenience store.
I'm telling you, it was like, "Thanks, Rhino." And he winked at me and I winked at him.
So I think that's what we've learned then is that these animals should be anthropomorphized because they get it. They get it. So you were right. Kira 1, zoologist 0. That's
bam.
What I
say.
The animals, yes, and me. What? Unlike Comedy Sports LA.
They didn't go, "Shut up, zookeeper. Boom, boom. Pee on you. Pee on you."
What did the lady do after she'd been peed on? Like, wow. Like,
I was laughing so hysterically. I turned my mic off. I turned my mic off and I just started driving. Uh-huh. And then I turned my mic, I turned the walkie on and I walkied the bus depot and I was like, "Clean up on aisle rhino." Clean up on aisle rhino. And everyone knew
Kira,
what I was talking about.
Stop making the zoo seem like a grocery store.
I know.
It's not funny. We're a zoo.
You are produceologing our animals.
That's not a word. That's not a word.
I'm not
Google
a literature
it.
Major. I specialize in animals, Kira. Okay.
Why don't you Google image that? Because I'm sure.
Producologist.
Anthropomorphize. It's a good word.
That's good.
It's a big word.
Maybe that's why the guy really just wanted to give you that note, is that he had a new word as a zoologist in his little zoologist far side calendar. That he sees anthropomorphized.
Smart like, guy one
he,
day.
What if that's what it was? He thought maybe he was trying to crack a joke. He's like, "Kira's clearly funny. What if I crack a joke? I'm throwing her some sarcasm.
Sure.
I use a funny word like anthropomorphize, and then you get all pissed off at him."
What is my problem? What is my problem?
You should go back and apologize.
It could have been him that you were fisting instead of your beautiful husband that you have now.
But I love fisting my husband.
That's true.
I'm going to get you.
Is he listening right now?
Yeah.
Like in the other room, or
you should time it out to where you see. Let's see, we're 40 minutes in, so you time it out. You let him listen. He's like, "I'm gonna get you," and then while he's listening, you run up behind him and you fist him.
I fist him right in his bottom. I always grab him and I go, "I'm gonna shake and baby syndrome you."
So romantic.
I know there's a lot of love.
What were your vows when you guys got married? Like, was that the only thing
I
traditional?
I will cut you deep.
We just wrestled. Say I do. I do. All right, we're married.
I feel like it's just a regular ceremony. Like, "Dearly beloved, we are gathered here." Like, heavy metal starts playing the marching bride theme, like wrestling match. Pyro starts going off behind the preacher. Oh, that'd be great.
I'd watch this wedding. When do you need to renew your vows? Because we need to set this up.
You guys want
to
come?
Yes.
I want to tape it.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Doesn't have to have the good ring.
Can you imagine if, like, because we've only been married a year, if we were like, "Yeah, we're renewing our vows"? I feel like people only do that when it's like, "We've been mean to each other. Yeah. Let's do something really serious.
I think it means that they've banged around. That to me, like,
I think so too.
Let's renew our vows never means, "Because I love you so much, I want to do that again."
No, it
always means, I think I've screwed up.
Sorry.
I'm pretty sure you screwed up, but you know what? Let's just move past it.
Right.
And let's just.
So is it renewing or is it just sort of like
resetting? It's a resetting of vows.
Yeah. Like, do over.
It's shaking the etch a sketch of your marriage. Like, it's like, all right, now we can make a new staircase of love.
It's all you ever really make on those stupid things.
I never made anything.
Staircase.
I was going to jump into my etch a sketch jokes.
Do you have etiquette sketch jokes? Don't burn through your material here.
She'll make some. Don't
I'll make one up right now.
Has that ever happened? We talked about this on the show, and I think I told you about it, is that one time I was doing morning radio with Darren, and he had just come back from doing another show, and he walked in, and I was already there, and so Darren kind of launched into some of his material, and the guy shut him down, like was like, whoa,
like
whoa,
a drawbridge
whoa.
On his face.
He said he was.
It's a good analogy, right?
I don't think so. How many people have had that happen but and are sitting listening to our podcast and go, I totally get what he's saying.
You're right. But it was a good analogy, right?
Can that actually happen?
I think so.
Not unless
like
you're really
falling
slow.
Right on your face, like you're
a drawbridge is only on a castle, so you would have to go back to Middle Earth, where my mom is from.
Mordor,
or be on a tour of some like London castle.
Bobo Biggins. Sorry,
for some reason that sounds like a porn name. Say it like that.
That's because that's her pet name for her husband, Bobo Biggins.
We have like a new pet name every day. It's ridiculous.
Can I hear the latest one?
Bubbles the clown.
That's what you call him? Or
Patches.
What does he call
Scoops.
You? Scoops. Why do you call him Scoops?
It doesn't matter. Can we drive it down a road and we could see an ice cream parlor called Scoops? I'm like, that's what I'm calling you from now on. Scoops.
Until you see something else.
Until I see something else. And once I tried to call him Farmer's Insurance and it didn't stick.
What does he do? Is he a comedian as well?
He's very funny, but he's not a comic.
Got it.
No.
And what does he do?
There's a beast. There is a beast in your house.
Yeah, that's our dog. Are you afraid of dogs? I didn't know.
No, I love dogs. Right. Oh my God. I'm going to wrestle your dog in a minute.
Please don't fist him. He doesn't know what that means.
I will 69 your dog in a matter of seconds.
I almost vomited.
I'm very regretful.
Not in the sexual way. Just in the physical way.
That's please don't anthropomorphize my dog, please.
Maybe that's what they meant. She was getting in the mix with the rhinos. Could you please stop anthropomorphizing?
He couldn't find the hole. Do you see how big his body is and his snout? I just had to guide it in for him.
Zebra kept smashing himself up against the wall. I anthropomorphized him.
I feel so sad for whoever wanted a golden shower from that rhino. Like, is into that kind of stuff.
Well, there has to be at least. I mean, you said it's a 40-foot long bus. There has to be at least one guy in the back who's like, oh, lucky. Like, when he's watching her get peed on, he's like, I've been on this tour 5 times today.
Yeah, no, I think everyone was dry. Everyone was dry on my bus. Everyone was safe and dry.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's hilarious. So this is somebody, though, when she jumped off the bus. That's how it wasn't.
No,
like
no, she was just on the road.
Oh, that's right, because she was asking
people
questions.
People can just kind of walk around, jump on the bus.
And she was...
That's so excuse funny me, that she got knocked over.
Now, does a rhino have to lift his leg, or does it just shoots out from the back
if you're at the zoo and a rhino is facing you, and then all of a sudden turns around and his ass is towards you?
That's the time
away.
To post for a picture. Have you seen that? There's
away.
A video that
strange superpower.
Yeah. Where was it that I saw this? It was America's Funniest Videos. I think it was. Is that
never heard of that show?
Never really. It's the new one with Tom Bergeron. Not home videos. It's just videos. There's a tiger who comes up and like the guy's videotaping this tiger and it rubs its cheek up against a chain link fence and then it faces away and then it twitches its tail and then piss just shoots at the camera everywhere. The guy's like and he falls over. Much like your lady.
Yeah.
I was like, why would that's now okay to show on America's Funniest Videos? Like, what happened? There's not enough rakes being hit with people or something. Like,
wiffle balls.
In order to get 10 grand, I got to get pissed on by an animal now.
And that's
probably
what
some
it is.
Size too. Oh, man. I'm tired already.
I know.
Why? What happened?
Nothing. You're just exhausted.
Yeah, you're good. Definitely. This is a good workout. I like it. We had a guest. Anyway, usually our guests can put us to sleep. See,
for the wrong reason.
Yeah,
I can put you to sleep too.
I'll get you a sandwich. I wanted to know how you got into comedy and why.
Oh man!
You don't want to tell that story? I thought it'd be
a fucking downer, Kevin.
All right, you want to hear Justin do something that I found on my iPod?
No, let's hear it.
Oh no, what is he doing? What is he doing?
Well, I recently got an iPod Touch, and then on the last file on all the files was this file, and I pressed play and forgot that it existed.
When he synced it with his computer,
yeah, for the very first time. So here.
Weirdly enough, this is at Laughs Unlimited. I think
no, it's. Is it playing?
No, you're, oh, here's the thing. Your case is not... is the whole.
Now let
is
us assume you are young, healthy, clear-eyed and eager.
What the
anxious
hell is...
to rise quickly and easily to the top of the business world. You can.
But wait, there's more.
What the hell is this? Is this me?
If you have education and intelligence and ability, so much the better. But remember that thousands have reached the top without any of these qualities. Just have courage and memorize the simple rules in the chapters that follow. If you truly wish to be among the lucky golden few, you can.
I love that you don't know what it is.
What is that?
Was I drunk when I did this? And why?
What's
going on? I feel like this is something like...
Is that your voiceover demo?
I hope not. Because that would explain why I have no work.
I do crazy voices. Hello.
Follow the chapters.
Why is it that... Why is DreamWorks or Pixar never calling me?
Why won't you be cast in an animated
Chapter
movie?
Chapter one.
Oh, we're looking for someone in the Marmaduke movie. Oh.
I am. I'm a Marmaduke. Look at me Marmaduke things. My swim trunks won't stay up.
That's my new name.
I'll piss
for my
on
husband.
This Asian woman so fast you won't even know.
Bang, bang.
You can't kill Marmadukes. They're impervious to bullets.
See, I riff. I improv. I ad lib. That's what I bring.
I love Marmadukes. I think he's doing crowd work with himself.
He's all warmed up.
So where am I from? Middle Earth.
What do I do for a living?
Defend Mordor.
That was from, I guess, friends of ours did a production of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And I recorded you doing the narration.
Oh, now I know, yes. No, it was my high school, my old high school.
Oh, it was your high school.
And the drama teacher asked me to record it for her. Now I remember. Now I totally remember
that. I love that you didn't.
Evidently, there's voiceover parts in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, where they actually read from the book that I guess the main character. I don't know. I've never seen it because I'm
straight. Never seen the movie?
No, I mean, yeah, no.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
It's a musical.
It's still good.
The last musical I saw on film gave me appendicitis, so I'm not going to
I thought it'd be a good idea to do like a How to Succeed in Comedy by Throwing Away Your Entire Life and Losing Relationships.
And like write a musical about that. And
aren't you married?
Just saying.
She's not successful is what she's saying.
Oh. She's chosen love.
Or is she? Well, for a second I was going to say she's chosen love, but I think we've established that.
It's aggressive love.
Scoops,
you hear me? I'm going to scoop you with my fist.
Bubbles I don't know, the clown.
I don't know why I turned you into Wild Bill or one of the characters
no
from
Wild Bill.
Put Scoops.
Lotion.
Scoops put the lotion on.
I love that the pet names change daily, but
every day something
but
different.
The ham-fisting thing.
Well, that lasts forever.
That lasts. Yeah.
It's like diamonds.
Yeah. Biscuits. That's another one.
What does he call you? Are these all names that you call him, or he calls you?
We kind of just put them in the rotation. It's like you know the lottery where they just like all the balls like let's see what we have today.
And you have an actual bingo 16, thing, and you write it on ping pong balls, and then whatever comes up.
Will you call him ping pong ball tomorrow? Can that
yes,
be the name?
Yes, for sure. For sure.
The little ping pong ball.
I think she's lying. I think
no,
she's saying for sure.
No,
and she's just.
I believe her.
These are all for reals.
Any sentence that ends in an S.
How hysterical would it be if we followed for this idea that she, what if she doesn't even have a husband? It's like she just like comes up, I call him Biscuits, I call him whatever I want, I fist him, I don't care, it's fun.
He's great.
He
mows the lawn and fixes the car all the time, lets me watch soaps, it's great.
Do you like soaps?
No, I never was a soap opera chick. Never,
what's your
never.
Favorite television show? Do you like to watch television or no?
Yes.
What's your favorite television show?
30 Rock.
Oh, good choice.
Thanks. I don't know why we chose to validate you. That's
you guys got excited like masturbation.
I know, right?
Animals masturbating.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that happen in nature?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's awesome. You know what? Arrested Development was my favorite show.
Oh, Kevin Miller's a big fan.
I think
fan
it's still up there. I mean, obviously it's not running anymore, but it's up there.
Brilliant
it's
show.
So
I've watched the entire series maybe five or six times from
me
beginning
to end. Me too. Got the DVDs.
Every time I see something new for the first time. It becomes overwhelming, the amount of complexity when you really try to.
And I've done the same thing with 30 Rock. I've watched it like over and over and over, and I got them like on iTunes.
See, I think that they watched the people who put together 30 Rock, Tina Fey, and people watched Arrested Development, thought, you know, I think we can make this more acceptable for regular human beings as opposed to intelligent, funny people.
I know. know, but it was just so good.
It was.
It was a great show.
It hurt. It hurt me.
Can you watch all these? Does your husband enjoy all of these shows as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. But he also likes those other crazy shows that are like on Discovery, which I like too, but he'll watch like...
Rhinos Urinating.
Yes. He will watch that. He will watch that. There's this
like
show
Deadly's
right
Catch
now.
Or?
Well, like, yeah, like, no, nah.
Well, not like the top 10 where they the top
Johnny
10
Cape fans.
No, have you heard of the show Monsters Inside Me? It's about people that have caught terrible parasites overseas. Ooh, and how it like almost kills them. I mean,
I've seen
like,
trailers for like the trailers.
Nuts.
I've seen commercials
promos
for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like those kinds of things. Like he,
that's a show? Like yeah. What do they watch? What do you see on the screen?
Some guy's like, well, it all happened when I went swimming in a lake with a film on top.
It's
and
all
then
rednecks.
He gets like, yeah, and then he gets like some sort of crazy parasite that, you know, one in a million chance it swam upstream against the blood platelet. It's always like some sort of crazy, and then it nested in his eye sockets. You know what I mean? It's always so nuts. And then he's like, so I went to the eye specialist, and he says, I don't see so good. And then they all, you know, and then they have to like, you know, kill all the baby parasites in his pupils.
Are they doing reenactments of him swimming in a lake with film? Or
yeah. No, she's saying the parasite is swimming up the river of Pale. Oh, are you doing a bit and I didn't know?
No, no, I meant like, what are you watching? Is it just talking
heads? You're watching
heads
both.
Or?
You're watching both. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
I saw
it's a really
in the
insane
commercial
show.
For it, they had like, they show like a worm, look what it looks like a
like
worm
a
like biting
worm?
Through somebody's like intestinal tract and then like, like going that way, like all of a
going
sudden, like
that
they're
north.
Swinging, and then they just bite through a wall, and like that's the real quick snippet that it shows. Or something. I don't know if it's a vein
it's not,
or
like Shark Week. He's all about Shark
oh,
Week.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
That's
yeah,
a great.
He's all about
show.
Shark
yeah,
Week.
Shark Week's
too.
Cool.
Yeah, and those promos they have now, where it's like
in
this
3D.
Girl's
crazy
in like the water. She's like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful, and then it's like they. And, I mean, it's so scary. And then, like, a shark has pulled her under, which is not really. That's not
I thought that's
case.
Not. Yeah, I didn't think that's what happened. I thought.
Can I say something?
Yes, please.
Actually, no.
Do you guys ever?
This is not the time for you to talk.
Time's up.
Bang, bang. Well, that fixed that. That was close. She almost spoke.
We gave her the first 45 minutes of the show. Jesus Christ. What else does she want? Good.
Throw Real out a bear Wars.
Trap. Yes. I just started watching this.
I am so angry at these douchebags.
Why?
No, I love what they're doing. But they seem like they're so unorganized.
What is this? Are these people that are hunting whales?
No, they're fighting people. They literally are at war. They act like they're at war with people in the whaling industry. So these Japanese whalers.
Whales.
Because there's no, like, America doesn't whale, right? But so Japan, I think, is the way it says.
And they
only
whale in international waters. Yeah. Those waters aren't, you know, governed.
So in international waters, there's no real law, right? And there is, but there isn't. Right. So it's like there you have
there
to.
There is, but no one's governing.
It's like the moon.
Yeah. Nobody's following.
Exactly.
So they're the ones. Yeah. So they're the ones keeping the people from whaling on the moon, essentially. Right. And they're registered, I think, with the port of Denmark or something like that. I think it's what it is.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so,
I believe so
they have certain rules, and the rules are that they can't fire a weapon from their like main ship or something like that, but they can throw things, but they there's all these rules of things that they can do without technically it being considered an act of war, right?
And these Japanese whalers consider them pirates because they are stopping them from doing their research.
And it gets to the point where it's like, say they do catch a whale, they try to throw like this butonic acid, which is like just stinks to high heaven and makes it to where nobody can just exist on the deck.
And
they all have to
ruins
go into
the whale meat.
And
so
if it gets on the whale meat, it ruins, so they can't sell it. Which I was like, well, the whale's already died, but I don't.
But they're trying to make it difficult for them
to make money.
But why I get angry is because I feel like you had a little
Jacob.
Baby touch your bottom.
I wasn't expecting that,
you
Jacob.
Scared him, Kevin. I hope you're happy.
Oh, I think he's happy. Yeah, good one. Go ahead.
That baby just anthropomorphized you.
That's what that means.
Go pee on him. Yeah. I was kidding.
Bang.
But these guys seem like they're so disorganized.
The whale hunters or the whale warriors?
Not the Japanese whaling
the guys
research.
Were, yeah.
The they're
researching
all like
the
from like Australia and England and the States and
Oklahoma.
They just and they show up and they're like they have these little Viper boats, you know, that they kind of speed up ahead to see what the Japanese researching boat is up to, the Yokohama or whatever, Kawasaki, whatever. Anyways, and then they like, it's always something ridiculous. Like, hey, you know, I think it's Steve Irwin, right?
Yeah.
Is the main boat. Irwin, come in. did you guys gas up the boat? Also, the left blinker doesn't work. Does anybody want to look into this? Like, it's always something so like, abort mission. And they always have to come back. And like, someone forgot a vest.
The episode that I saw, they'd up with this propeller stopper or something like that. It's like a series of nylon ropes that's almost like tied together in the fashion of like a rope ladder.
Yes.
So the way it works is that it's got these buoys on it.
It
so
looks like Olympic sized pool that divides the lanes. Yeah. You know, they divide the lanes of those things. Okay.
So they pull alongside the boat and then they let it go in front of the bow of this big like whaling ship, and then the whaling ship runs over it, and as it runs over it gets caught up in the propeller, and the tensile strength of this rope is so strong it just shuts down the engine, is the way it's supposed to work, right? Well, they come up with this.
They're such morons.
They come up with this.
I love what they're doing.
They come up with this code word to release it. Like,
yes.
I guess I don't know how it really works. I guess that these Japanese whalers could be sitting listening to them, Brian,
and watching the show.
We TiVo Whale War.
Always 3 days behind. We're always 3 days too late.
Late.
So anyway,
racist.
They go out there, and so the code word to release this propeller stop, right, is Tora Tora Tora, which I was like, oh, like honestly, the redneck of me, I thought it was some like Jewish thing, right?
Yeah, but, sure.
Bible.
Hava Nagila. Yes.
No, I thought Tora 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 was like a part of a dance.
Sure,
I didn't know. I'm a dumbass.
No, it means to circumcise.
Then the narrator explains Tora Tora Tora, which is Japanese for attack. So their code word to keep these guys from figuring out they're about to do something to them is Japanese attack, attack, attack.
Brilliant.
And then the guy from the Steve Irwin main ship is like, Tora, Tora, Tora. And the other dude on the little Viper is like, what? Tora, Tora, Tora. I can't hear you. Just do the thing Japanese. That we said.
He's like, okay, the thing that we said. So then they start They start throwing the bubonic. No, they start throwing this is how funny it was. They start throwing the acid on the deck of the boat. And then the helicopter goes, hey, did you guys tell Jeff Corbin or whatever the other boat's name is? Like, did you tell them to start launching acid? And then they were like, no, we told them to release the propeller. We told them Tora, Tora, Tora. And they go, well, they're just throwing bubonic acid at the deck. Is that what? No. And then they get them back on the radio like, you're supposed. And then there's. Their code is attack, attack, attack in Japan again. Mm-hmm. Now what they're doing is they're pretending like they're girls talking to each other and the boy that they like is standing right next to them.
Right.
Because they're like, they go, why aren't you doing the thing that we said that you should do? And they're like, we're not sure what you meant by what to think. Well, the thing that we had prepared, we discussed beforehand that you're supposed
so
to
true.
Be doing. And they're like, well, what is the thing? The thing that you had, you're the only one that has it. You want the propeller. Stop.
And they called it delivering the gift or something.
Why aren't you delivering? What are you talking about? Deliver the gift. We want you to deliver the gift. And the guys are like on the boat go, the gift? What a
gift?
What the hell?
Did anybody get a present?
And then these same people, they get told to come back in, but they're like, well, we're going to make one more pass and try and hit him with this, you know, propeller stop or whatever. And then they get too far behind the ship and a storm starts to come in, right? So they're on essentially like an inflatable raft that you would go down the Colorado River on in the middle of the Arctic fucking circle.
Yeah. It's really dangerous.
And there's like chunks of glaciers floating around them, and they have to to pilot around it, right? And then they get out of radio range and they can't reach each other on the radio. So then they try to contact each other. They have a satellite phone, which is a backup, which again cracks me up. Is that like what you're saying? They're so disorganized. They have no idea what they're doing, but they also have satellite phones. So they have a protocol for what happens if the radios go out.
They have a big budget.
Yeah.
But they're all
no training.
Such douches.
So they get each other up, but then they pick up the satellite phone and they're like, did somebody somebody forgot to charge the satellite phone? The battery's dead on the satellite phone. And so then they can hear what the big boat is telling them. So then the guy on the big boat says, if you connect the satellite phone to this with this wiring, you should be able to get a charge to it. I don't know if you can hear me, but then they could hear him. And then so then they're on this jerry-rigged satellite phone talking to them,
it's
and
like
then they get guided
smart
in.
Shoe. Yeah. And they were like, like, are we out of minutes? Oh, Nextel.
Why aren't they calling us?
It's a great show, and I support what they're doing, and I love what they're doing, but I just... I don't know if it's edited this way or what, but the way it's edited, it makes them just look like so amateur hour.
Yeah.
Even though, I mean, it's not like they're all qualified, but like they once, did you see the one where they toppled one of those Viper boats over?
No.
Yes. You know, they lower them off the side of the ship.
Yeah.
And I guess some guy was like, oh man, when do I'm going to let go? And they're like, let go. And he forgot. Now?
And Tora, Tora, Tora.
Yeah, exactly.
Give him the gift.
The boat flipped like five people over into the freezing cold water. And they had to jump on top of the boat.
Yeah.
Like total, you know, Titanic style.
It reminds me of like a bunch of like city kids going to sixth grade camp too, because like, I don't know what there's these, I think the guy who's in charge of it all, like everybody in charge knows how it is to be like out in the ocean and on boats and stuff. But the people actually out going out there, I don't think they know too much of like how to survive, and they have a doctor too. And like, I don't, yeah.
It's a great show. I know, it's like, it's.
Because I really want to make sure that it's clear that I'm not shitting on the show.
No,
I'm saying all of these things that I'm complaining about is what makes it extra entertaining for me.
Do you think that they choose to show those things?
Entertaining for the wrong reasons.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't.
They would amp that up, but.
I don't think so. Like, because I feel like I'm at a point where you can kind of realize, because there's another show that I like called Cake Boss, right?
Right.
Right.
And so he makes cakes. He makes crazy.
There are three cake shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now.
Well, this one, he makes amazing kick-ass cakes, and then...
That kid is excited to get up here.
Oh, he knows mom's going to come get him. So anyway, he makes cakes, and then one time, like in the middle of making like the coolest cakes that I've ever seen in my entire life, they decide to do a scripted bit that I'm like,
that's
a scripted bit.
Totally.
Like, why? You don't need it. Your show is about making fucking cakes, not about doing pranks on each other that are clearly pre-planned and cameras are already positioned.
Already
and
there.
You know, it's like, no. Your people are bakers, not actors. It's very obvious that this is, you know what I mean?
No, they do one where somebody jumps out of a cake.
They're
like, hey, we wanted to make a man kind of cake, and then the cake moves.
Yeah.
That I would watch.
Okay.
That'd be good.
A big cake vagina, and someone's like,
cake monkey vagina.
Monkey vagina.
And then a guy comes out of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That actually, there's something to that.
And then gets peed on, and then
Jacob's turning one next month, right?
There we go. My grandma can make a monkey vagina cake.
Please make that a drop.
We have this. We'll play it for Kira. Although I have to delete it now because we've changed. We used to be called the JK Show.
Right.
We recently changed our name. But
what are you guys called now? Where am I?
Second Funniest Podcast. You're the second guest on the Second Funniest Podcast.
Since we've changed the name.
Oh, what the hell? I wouldn't have done this shit.
What? Because of the title?
She only wants to be on the first
one. I can put it back to JK Show for your episode. Is that what you want?
Let's do that.
Well, here, listen. This is the last time anybody's ever going to hear this wonderful drop right here. Hold on.
Yay!
Not sure. Oh, it helps if I turn the volume up because I got your thing back. Here we go, this time. What's going on? Why is this? Oh, I'm turning the volume up.
Yay!
There we go. Why is he laughing?
Because he's running for mama.
Your baby is so yummers.
Can we get a laugh on there?
Of course not.
Of course. That was me.
She's gonna get you.
All right, here comes the drop.
Who needs you porn when you have the JK Show?
That's right. That's what we're here
Please
for.
Please don't make that a drop.
Yay! Last time. Rest in peace, crazy job.
Can I say something about babies?
Yes.
Okay.
I hope this is what you're gonna say. But after this, I'm gonna talk about your hilarious theory that you saw on Discovery Channel because it fits in what we're talking about. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I went to a friend of mine. She has 2 1-year-old girls, twins, right?
Aww.
Yeah, it's very cute. Now she
are they related?
It's her. She has two nannies.
One for each,
right? Yeah, and both her parents were over at the house. Okay, so it's herself, two nannies, but five adults. I'm there as well, but five adults surrounding these 2 little 1-year-old twins. And this is what they did, swear to you guys, 10 minutes straight, without a breath, not stopping. Okay, Maya and Sophia are the names.
They're doing this thing,
these five adults okay, surround these two baby
twins. Are you in with the five adults?
I'm standing kind of like to the side, like, what the F?
So you're the sixth adult in the room,
right.
But you're not involved in the circle.
They're surrounding, okay? Maya, show me your nose. Where is your nose? Show me your nose. Show me your nose. Where is your nose? Where is your nose? Maya, show me your nose. Maya, show me your nose. Maya, where is your nose? Show me your nose. Maya, where is your nose? Maya, show me your nose. Maya, show me how you... Do you know how to dance? 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 And I was like, I will show you my nose if you shut the fuck up.
What about Sophia? She got completely neglected.
Oh, I haven't gotten to Sophia yet.
Well, there's more for Sophia.
There's more for Sophia. What is the purpose of that?
I don't know.
How stressful.
I told myself I wouldn't be the parent who would make him do tricks, but occasionally I have. I've tried.
Okay, that's one kid, but there were like five adults hovering over
all
these
doing
two
that same
girls.
Thing. I know a parent who is that, because I think like he seems to me to be kind of super chill. Like, I mean, right now he's obviously playful and having a good time, but for the most part,
he's Ritalin.
Put that baby on drugs. He's pretty relaxed as a kid overall. And I think that has to do with more so with Natalie. She's like super good at with him. I'm just boring with him, which makes him not like want to do anything. But there are parents with their kids that are always like constantly yelling or talking at them, and like there's just something going on. Like, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that, or do this, now do this, don't do that, don't do that. And I'm like, just stop. Like, leave the kid alone. The kid will be fine. Like,
right. And I believe you that the kid knows where her nose is.
Yeah, I don't care.
Like, I don't need dance, monkey, dance.
Do you really think that I first of all, who really gives a shit that much that it's like, you know, your kid's stupid, doesn't know where his nose is?
Yeah, yeah.
A year old.
And
kid's
a dummy. And they would not let up. And I felt it was so awkward, like just uncomfortable, that I had to kind of break them, like, all right, break it up, everybody. You know what I mean? Like,
you put the hose on them.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny from their perspective, you come in and just like shit all over the parade. Like, you're like,
right.
What were the kids doing?
Were they dancing? They were staring blankly at these five adults.
Stimulus overload.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were like, well, we want you to know that she can dance. It's really cute. Yeah, yeah, I believe you. But I mean, what if I just sat there?
Have you
like,
ever seen
balance your checkbook? Balance your checkbook, Justin. Balance your checkbook. Balance your checkbook, Justin. Show me how you balance your checkbook. Balance your check. You know, it's like, oh my god.
This is the other thing. Like, have you ever seen? Honestly, have you ever seen a baby do anything that you were like, holy shit, fuck? Did you? That was freaking amazing.
Your son just took two steps. I almost crapped myself just now. So yes.
All right, maybe I'm not easily. I thought I was pretty easily entertained, but what
that
have
was
you seen?
Amazing. He took two steps, and I.
Are you just saying this to say fuck you to my idea or
no,
what?
No.
What have you? What's the amazing?
Why do you think I'm so negative?
Because I kind of know you.
Why do you take my heart and crush it?
Because that's what I thought you fist your husband. What do you?
You know what? Shame on me.
Do you want a hug?
On me for sharing anything with you.
Wow.
Because you take
this
it.
This is more of that Russian Jew stuff coming out right now.
Shame on me.
I'm not using it against you.
Don't know. You're doing taking, better.
You're using it towards me.
You're taking your own idea and taking it as an insult. I'm saying that this is what I thought.
I'm saying it's all about you. I'm saying.
Now, see.
Yes.
You made
a
wrong
exactly
turn.
That's exactly what we're saying right now.
All right. Where were we?
We were talking about the amazing thing you've seen a baby do.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's a baby? Because I think
16-year-old man.
I think this kid was almost two. Is that that's a baby?
That's close enough.
Okay. I saw him play imaginary baseball with himself.
That's pretty cool.
It was awesome. He pitched a ball and then ran back to a home base, hit an imaginary bat, and ran the bases and slid into home.
If he did the imaginary outfielder that fumbled the play, then I'd be really
impressed. If he's in his imagination,
he only hit a double. That I would be like, okay.
Yeah, no, he was up on charges of steroids.
That is impressive.
It was amazing.
Taking women's hormones.
He was. He had a huge neck. But I'm serious, that was pretty cool, right?
It was an imaginary huge neck. I could see it from here.
His method.
He had a huge neck.
Method toddler.
That is the name of my next band.
Method toddler. Yeah.
We are Method Toddler.
That's great.
I've never never seen the closest thing that I've seen. Well, this I'm trying to think. We had, no, I don't think I've seen a kid do anything that I was like, holy crap. Oh, I recently, well, you'll get a kick out of this.
Maybe.
The bar has been set.
I recently did a week with Angela Johnson at the Ontario Improv, right? And the
awesome.
So anyway, the she had a 4-year-old fan that the mom came by after the show was over, and while Angela was selling merch and stuff, wanted to meet Angela because he loves to watch stand-up comics online.
4 years old.
4 years old. I'm not making this up. So probably not a baby, but a young kid. He's not in school, right? So he goes up to her. She signs a little postcard or whatever and takes a picture with him. And then his mom is explaining to me that he loves Jeff Dunham. He loves all these, you know. And as she's rattling off the comedians that he loves, he comes up to me and taps me on the stomach. And I look down. And he goes, hey, you're John Panette.
Oh, my God.
Now, for anybody listening who doesn't know who John Panette is, he's easily like a 400-pound comedian who does nothing about like nothing but buffet jokes and everything. Right. Hysterical,
he's
like
very funny.
Yeah, very funny guy. But it's just so funny that I'm just, I guess, a round-faced white dude, and this 4-year-old just comes up with all
close enough,
like innocence in the world, and just yeah, exactly, and goes, "You're John Panette," and then I of course said, "Yes, I am." And then he looked at me, and I go, "You go now," which is like one of John Panette's like catchphrases, and the kid
Chinese
just
buffet.
The kid clapped. He was like, "Oh!" And like, got all excited.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Insisted on taking a picture with me, and I'm like, "This kid's got at least 5 years before he figures out that I'm a fucknut and I just totally destroyed his dream, and like he's gonna think I met John Panette."
At least you didn't pretend to be Santa.
You're gonna get cease and desist from John Panette's attorney,
who is also one of your agents, I'm sure.
I hope so, but I thought that was hysterical. Like, I told this kid, I'm like, "You're now my..." Oh, and then I saw another this on the Nickelodeon Family Cruise that I did. I think I've talked about this on this show, is that the
as opposed to the other show that you're doing on a weekly basis.
Yeah, that's the one you're not on. My
bad. The Jay Alone Show.
That's
the first funniest podcast.
Was it Wanted Dead or Alive? Is that John Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
He knows that song by heart, and he sings it on Rock Band. Like, this, and he's 5 years old. Now it's going to bother. I think his name was Colin. Yeah. And he gets it, and like before that, like when the song's coming on, he yells out city names. He's like, "All right, Pittsburgh, rock!"
Oh,
like,
my God,
crap like that while it's like coming in. It's like, "Dunga, dunga, 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 dunga."
Where did he pick that up?
I don't know. Well, and his parents, like, so they had like 4 or 5 Rock Band parties scheduled as like activities for the kids to play on this cruise. And I remember looking at it going, how fun could this possibly be that they're just going to set up Rock Band in a tiny theater next to a bar for kids to play in, right? And so I had to host one of them. So I went out, I went down, or help host or whatever. Yeah. So I went down there, and this kid was at every single one of these. I found out this was like the last one that I got to go to. And so, but he made it incredible. Like, he played all the instruments, the drums, everything.
At the same time.
No. Well, not at the, but he would rock at every single one of them. I go, this kid is amazing. And like, even the parents, like, this is how cool you know the kid's going to be. Because even the parents were like, well, it's all he does. Like, they're not saying, "I know, we're trying to talk to Capitol Records.
Right.
You think we could get him a record deal before first grade?" We're like, "We just want to get a tutor and get him out of school." Like, no, they're like, "No, this is all he does. Like, this is what's fun for him, so we let him go with it." And he came up to me, and he said, I go, what do you want to do when you get older? And he goes, "I want to be a host on Slime Time Live."
Which is what you were doing.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, and so, because he saw me in the slime, I was a co-host. Yeah. Like, I wasn't even the main guy. Like, but he remembered me from the Slime Time Live show. He goes like, "Hey, you're John Panette from Slime Time Live." So I talked to him, and then he was so cute because he was like, I haven't practiced. I go, he goes, "We'll be right back after these messages to Slime Time Live." Like, every time he said Slime Time Live, he knew it had an exclamation point.
So or three.
He would just be like, "It's Slime Time Live!" Like,
so I was watching
Slime Time Live! Exactly, like.
Now, for those of us that have like a lot of friends and a social life, what is Slime Time Live?
think that was an insult.
No. Kira does not give insults.
I never insult.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's sweet.
She always has nothing but the best intentions. Even if she makes you cry,
yeah,
she did. She
deserved it.
I cuddle with you while you're crying.
Sorry, you can't take reality. It's all your fault. Sometime Live are the bumpers on Nickelodeon in between shows.
Yeah,
so they have live.
It's like a show that they would always slime people and stuff, and it was
right?
Like they've since like turned it also into like a miniature game show kind of thing too.
Okay.
And that's what it was.
They would have the audience choose the show that they would play, and it was just sort of like a way to package the afternoon program.
God, I really need to TiVo.
Nickelodeon.
No. It's gone. I don't think Slime Time is doing it anymore.
I'm going to a birthday party for a 1-year-old, and the theme is backyardigans.
Ooh, good luck with that.
Yeah. What is that?
They're painful. They're some of the most painful property. That the music will stick in your head.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Does your kid watch that?
No. He watches Elmo is about the only thing.
Elmo?
He's 11.
Traitor.
He's 11.
You put on an ABC property.
No, you don't understand. Natalie, I came home one time, and Natalie, when he woke up from a nap or something like that, and Natalie had him watching Playhouse Disney, and I about punched her in the face. Because I was like, Nickelodeon has helped paid for a lot of what this kid has. And so he'll the only thing he'll sit, like when it comes on, is like you could play a whole episode of Sesame Street, and until Elmo comes on, he just will walk around or whatever. Right. But when Elmo comes on, he'll stop and he'll look at it. I don't know what Elmo is to little kids or whatever, but
that's what they think they look like. He thinks he's watching a tape of himself.
My favorite part of this Elmo crap is that Elmo has people tell him how to do things and stuff like that, and he goes, and now he goes, and now Elmo will talk to a baby.
Oh yeah.
So like just out of nowhere, they have this baby sitting in a high chair, and then Elmo comes up and is like, "Hi, baby." Like I'm supposed to look at this, or any kid is supposed to look at this, and go, "Oh my gosh, Elmo could talk to baby," and the baby just sits there looking. Like to me, it's like perpetuating the stereotype of America's just being fat and lazy, because it's just this big, fat, chunky cheek baby who's like just slumped over in a chair, just staring at this puppet, going, and he goes, "Hey, baby," and then he walks away. Like nothing. Baby never says anything, never does it, doesn't even smile, just stares at him.
Doesn't even eat taffy?
No. Doesn't even eat taffy. Never.
That would really be American. Taffy.
All right, well, we should probably wrap it up. What do you guys think?
Yeah,
yes?
I'm double parked, so.
Oh, well, we should have wrapped it up.
That's a problem.
Yeah. You got time. You've probably been towed now. So, Kira, where can people find out more about Kira Sultanovich, and where can they come see you live if they so desire? Well, I mean, probably not after this show, but
yeah.
we'll send out an email, sister.
You're going to be bigger than that Angelina Johnson woman. Who was the one?
Angela Johnson. Sure. Angela Johnson.
Yay!
Do you want to talk about that?
I got to go. I got to go.
So do you have a website you want to give out there? Or you don't have to.
AngelaJohnson.com.
Are you afraid of the fans that you might acquire from the show? No.
I'm looking forward. Let me know that you heard me on the second best funny podcast.
All right, I guess that's it then.
No. Cheaper versions. There's like 17 W's. Kira Comedy. KIRACOMEDY. Kira Comedy, the way you'd think it'd be spelled. .com.
And do you have MySpace and Facebook?
Yeah,
Twitter,
I do. But please don't MySpace me, because I'm trying to phase out all porn in my life. That's just people showing me their ass.
Hold on. Why are you phasing out porn?
No, but like, you know, like social porn. Not
I
personal
didn't know that
porn.
That was a genre.
Okay, enough said.
It's social. You know, those people are like, I got a big booty. Add me as your friend. I'm like, oh, jeez.
I haven't been on MySpace.
These are the kind of fans you attract, Kira.
No, MySpace. Yeah, they're all about just big booties. No,
it's easy for you to blame MySpace, but that's I don't have those people contacting me.
Again, you made it about yourself.
All right,
and
thank
Facebook
you so much.
Oh. And snail mail.
What's your home address? You have to say it.
My social, you can always find me, track me down. Any debt relief program I'm on, you can always find
me on
one of
those. If you don't say your address and social security number now, it's like you've shot me in a scene.
So that's true. I didn't yes and you. My social is 547-32.
That's enough of the show. Thanks very much for coming. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Kira Sultanovich is the bomb.
You killed me, Pokemon. Acrobats, lion, snakes, monkey. Billy speaks righteous. Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Stuck around TV news and cameras. There's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, for and why. Billy yells, we're out of here. Cena says right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. Jumped into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest? Hey, by the rights. How bizarre. Face.